Podcast.
Are we saying podcast?
Welcome back, everybody, to Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual. This is Lewis.
This is Dennis.
This is Harold. I'm just making sure everything's working.
What the hell?
I'm just making sure everything's working because we got a special episode today. Bam. Take that.
That's a level of
look at his face. We should keep going, right?
I mean,
roll take.
Sure.
Fantastic.
I'm not the one in charge.
Well, like Harold talked about, we have a very special episode today because we fanboys usually don't have guests on our podcast.
Nobody likes us, dude.
Yeah, we had
the one episode that we had guests. We had to bribe one set of our friends, and then the other set were our wives.
No, so, he's talking about people he knows the other.
Oh, that's right. Well, Mooney and Alan.
They were kind of come
on board. I think around the 50th episode. So it looks like
awesome.
It's a landmark thing. So every bicentennial. Episode. Yes, I am. Thank you.
We're very inclusive, just so you know.
Yes. So, yeah. So, anyway, what I was trying to say is that we have a special guest on our podcast today. First, let me introduce. He's an actor, improviser, artistic director of Room to Improv, an Asian American improv troupe serving the LA community and beyond, and co-host of Pan Geekery, a weekly live video podcast celebrating all things geek from all diverse perspective. You might also know him in the best-selling Tomb Raider video game franchise, Jonah, and most recently, he was a speaker at San Diego Comic-Con at the Filipino X Voices in podcasting panel. Folks, put our hands together for Earl Bailon.
Thank you very much. Hey, what's up, y'all? Thanks for having me. Wow, that was a long intro.
I know, dude.
I'm looking at
who wrote it? I wrote half of it.
Oh, yeah, the other half, I was just like, you were in Tomb Raider, man. You're burying the lead. He was really modest, actually. It was only the first half. He's like, come on, dude. You were at Comic-Con. I was like, this is a big deal. I was actually kind of upset because I had only planned to go Saturday this year. And your panel was on Friday. And
that's
the one time, like, podcasting related, and like if it was a Venn diagram, it's like right there.
Just missed each other.
Yeah, dude. So, you know, welcome to the podcast. Yeah, thanks. You very much. It's been weeks of planning. You know, the boys have been trying to put together like guests, people actually in the industry, like neck deep in the geek industry. And then obviously you have a very successful podcast, something we're trying to strive for.
So basically, the one thing you left out is what we want to be.
Yes. We want to be those guys with hundreds of subscribers, you know, running awesome marathon, you know, stuff and getting lots of hits. So, you know, good, awesome job. You know, we're going off of what you guys are doing.
Yeah, dude,
so,
hopefully, we can all just pull each other up together.
So. Yeah, you know, I mean, there's lots of hours in a day. And we're only an hour long podcast. You can listen to us on the ride.
Absolutely.
While we're driving to work. Yeah.
You know, when you're going to sleep, because that's what I do.
Nice, dude.
That's how lovely our voices are.
Yeah, like a bedtime story.
We are the cure to insomnia. Yeah.
I kind of have to like lower my voice now that Earl's here. Like,
sorry.
I'm normally the one with a deeper voice.
It's like Peter Quill and Thor here. why are you talking like that?
That's how I talk about it. No, I always talk like this.
Became Barry White all of a sudden.
You're trying to imitate the Space Angel.
Just because we all have high set voices, because you know,
Lewis.
I know, because
right. I'm the freak of nature, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, if you're able to grow facial hair, we have issues with that. Damn it!
I know, this is like 2 weeks for me. I don't know about you guys.
Earl really is who I want to be. I'm taking my ball away. I'm going home.
Yeah, you grab your balls and get out of here.
Oh man!
All right, so let's start this podcast off like we always do, or like we try to do lately, is we talk about geek news, stuff that we're into, something that's come out, or we talk about whatever it is that we're geeking out or doing, binging or playing this weekend. But for this episode, I want to talk about something big that just passed this last weekend. D23 Expo just went down at Anaheim in Disneyland. It's a big Disney con, basically, now. So instead of Comic-Con, you know, Disney has chosen to take its own stuff and make it their own weekend. So lots of big stuff came out that weekend. So let's talk about some of the stuff that came out this last week. So first off, I want to talk about Avengers Campus. So after months of speculation, they finally debuted, or they finally talked about, said what they're going to be calling these lands or these theme parks in these lands. It's going to be called Avengers Campus. Have you guys had a chance to look at the pictures that's going around? Any ideas or any thoughts about how they're going to go about doing this?
I saw the pictures. I didn't read... I kind of just saw the tweet, to okay. be honest. Like, I didn't see anything... I didn't see any details. I don't know.
It seems, very speculative speculative so far in terms of, like... You know how when they did the Galaxy Edge thing? They were
just right, like, everyone's just
this is what's going to happen. And now you just guess what's going to happen.
Right.
This, it's literally like, these are buildings. Figure out what's in the buildings.
Right.
Except it's a campus, so...
I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder what they're going to tear down to...
Spider-Man?
What?
Yeah, because you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dennis has been... He's our Disney file here. So nice. Which part of the...
I know. I wasn't convicted of that yet.
Alleged Disney file.
Alleged Disney filia. What happened? Filia?
So, like, you've been there more often. Like, is it in California Adventure that they blocked off, like, sections of it and it says, like, Stark something or other?
Yeah.
Like,
it's mostly where the pier was. Where Bug's Life was.
Oh, there you go.
So that section, definitely Bug's Life is gone.
Okay. Right.
And although cool for little kids, that was the only place really my daughter, aside from Ariel's Adventure, that was the only place my daughter could really go. So I think that's the one that they're really going to be tearing down. That's the funny part. At least in the pictures, the promos, and everything, it looks like they're going to be doing something really big.
Yeah.
But that section isn't really...
It's not that not a lot of space.
It's like...
It's just like a community college for Marvel.
Not an actual campus. It's not a UC. Cal State.
You're going to Valley? Yeah. Like,
no.
At the Pierce? That's as far as you.
So there's gonna be a lot of Armenians going to. Whoa, where are we supposed to? Wait.
No. You're not supposed to cross.
We're okay with the with that word, I think.
Like, what makes it kind of awkward for me is that not awkward for me per se, but like a lot of the marketing or the promotion that they've been doing so far is a lot of like Spider-Man stuff. Now, in light of like what happened in the last week with Sony and Marvel's falling apart over the rights of Spider-Man, how do you think they're going to work this out? Or is there like some kind of rule that I missed, or are they okay to put up? You know, it's obviously Tom Holland's version of Spider-Man or the MCU version of Spider-Man. So I don't know. Be kind of interesting how they pull it off, or you know, how they're going to pull off movies and cross promotion.
Don't they still have, like, cause if I remember correctly, they used to have Marvel characters at Universal Studios.
They did.
Oh, yeah. But it was only like the comic book versions.
Right.
Because they actually got to see Wolverine in the yellow suit. And I was like, okay. And, but then at the
Purple
same
Pants
time.
Hulk, yeah.
Yeah. And then at the same time, though, you'd see stuff at Disneyland and be like, still, like, you know, I don't know, kind of weird cross pollination they have in that deal going.
Yeah.
But I do remember before, you know, Universal did have. I'm blanking on Marvel Mania.
Yeah, that was the name of the restaurant.
Right.
I figured that's where they got some of that property before, but maybe those licenses expired by this time.
Reverted back to Marvel, I guess. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. I mean, there's definitely a delineation between that, between the movie rights, right, and the merchandising rights.
Yeah. So, gotcha.
I think, at least I think there is, but, you know, I mean, there could be. I can imagine, like, if there, like, there's a bunch of legalese documents that where everything is very clearly delineated somewhere, but I don't know what the details of those are.
Yeah, it would be so, like, you know, Sony Spider-Man has a black in this part, and the Spider-Man, this one, our Spider-Man has this emblem, so it's a different Spider-Man.
I think that's what they did with Venom.
Oh, is that really okay?
I think that's what they purposely didn't put an emblem on.
On Tom Hardy's.
Yeah,
Tom Hardy's.
So, like, they can, differentiate between him being in the Spider universe.
Right. It's like how they didn't call the Maximoff twins by their code names.
Yeah. Oh, right. They're not mutants. They're
special. They're enhanced.
Right, enhanced. That's the word.
And they're Wanda.
See, they're special.
They're on the spectrum.
Dude.
They're on the mutant spectrum. The ability spectrum. Yeah. Right. Jeez.
Lewis is here, so it's okay.
It's cool.
I'm a special needs dad, so I can say that.
Yeah, but
But it was Harold who said it, though.
David, you asked me, though, so it's like when I'm in Inglewood, you know, I get a pass.
Okay, moving on.
Dang it. See, why are you going to say that? Because my next item was Black Panther 2. It's coming out. Oh, no.
It's cool, I got a pass.
Oh, no. Ryan Coogler makes an appearance at the Marvel movie panel and announces that Black Panther 2 will be coming out in 2021. So that's going to be part of Phase 4, which was not... So, you know, at Comic-Con, they announced the whole slate of, you know, Phase 4 movies.
Huge.
Black Panther 2 was one of the ones that was, like, missing, that people were wondering if it's coming out.
Right.
And I think it's... So it's interesting that, you know, Ryan Coogler, the director from the first movie, came out and announced it. So any thoughts about that?
Excited.
Yeah.
I love the first one. You know, it's I don't know if it was groundbreaking, if that's the word for it, but definitely something that I enjoyed. One of the few, you know, Marvel movies that were when I first saw it, I really didn't have anything to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be interesting as we were kind of talking about it, and it seems like a lot of the conversation here really is going to be about the Sony, you know, taking away Spider-Man. So. You know, last episode you kind of mentioned that Black Panther might be a centerpiece for this whole thing. So I think it's going to be interesting. And the other thing that, I don't know if it's rumor or not, isn't Killmonger supposed to be coming back?
That's a rumor.
The other rumor is that there's a casting going around. They're looking for somebody to play a king of a lost civilization. Everybody's like rumoring it's going to be Atlantis, and we're going to get Namor or Namor. And again, everybody's thinking like, and this is totally conjecture. Everybody's like, what if it's Henry Golding or from
Crazy Rich Asians?
Oh. Yeah, and he's got Snake Eyes already too. So you know,
that's some fantastic fan casting, by the way.
Yeah, dude.
What if it's Jason Momoa? Yeah, I know. There's only one true king, right?
Yeah, dude.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. He will bridge the gap.
Because he said he was willing to play Marvel characters.
Hey, dude, this is...
Dude, can you imagine?
He's still like, oh. Ooh, it'd be great if it was like that WCW moment, like where he's holding...
holding the
championship, and it says Aquaman, and he just drops it in a trash can.
It's Namor.
Yeah.
Dude. That would be dope.
Wow. Medusa reference.
The groups of nerds that would get that reference.
It's very slim.
They're out there. They're out there. The people who know Namor and Medusa references are right there. I didn't know that. That's a crazy rumor if that's the case. So they're going to bring back Michael B. Jordan's character and potentially, you know, Namor. So that's another... You know, part of the Marvel universe that I haven't explored yet,
right?
Because I think, you know, talking about like the Marvel properties last time, I think Namor was under that Fantastic Four umbrella that they couldn't touch before.
Exactly.
Fox. Yeah. So now that Marvel bought them all part and parcel, it's like, you know, this is ours now.
Yeah.
Oh. Or they can make Henry Golding the Silver Surfer.
Dude.
He's got the butt.
Dude. I know.
He's got the abs. Okay. Yeah,
I guess I heard. Norin, get some Norin right up in here.
Yeah, my wife likes that movie.
But then again, you have another crazy Asian character that's being covered up.
Right. I know, huh?
Which is, it could be his MO.
Right. Well, I think that if they are going to bring back Silver Surfer, I need like a good Galactus, because like the Galactus,
not the blob.
Yeah, that was trash.
Not the cloud.
Yeah, the cloud.
Parallax from.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing.
Yellow. Come on.
Parallax. Cloud.
Oh, God. Gosh, Parallax.
What happened? Was helping out Galactus, and he's, you know.
Oh, that was that's right. It was a voice of that was a lot of people going on in that Silver Surfer. It was voice of Morpheus, and I can't remember the character actor now that played the physical body of Silver Surfer. But
Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Isn't it Ray Park? I'm just kidding.
No, it was probably Doug Jones too.
Yes, that's it. That's exactly it. It was one of those guys. All right. So moving on. So besides the movie, they also talked about a lot of the new Disney Plus shows that got a lot of people excited. So I'm going to split these shows up into two, Star Wars Universe and Marvel Universe, since we talked about Marvel already. Let's talk about the Star Wars movies. So they dropped the first trailer for The Mandalorian. What did you guys think?
It looks dope. It looks dope AF. Werner Herzog, that's all I'm saying. And it looks crazy. Also, they announced that Ming-Na Wen is on board for it.
Right, yeah.
So.
But they also announced that Bill Burr's in it.
Really?
Yeah.
In the Mandalorian?
I saw that, and I was like,
Harold's going to like this idea.
No, but then I was okay, this is...
What if Bill Burr's the Mandalorian? No.
Dude, that would be dope.
I was thinking about that, and I was like, can you imagine? If the Mandalorian just keeps like yelling at people, that's the thing! That's it. But I was like, I was happy for Bill Burr, but I was sad for every other nerdy comedian, specifically Patton Oswalt.
Right, oh, because can you imagine?
If anyone deserves a role in a Star Wars thing, it's the guy Patton who like Oswalt. Did a rant for 20 minutes.
Right, on Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec. Instead, we get Bill Burr, who just does rants, but also admittedly a nerd in types of, in those terms. So
right.
I was great. I mean, I follow all those guys on Twitter. So when he said November 12th, I was like, are we talking about the same Bill? I was like, what? And then his wife was like, oh yeah, my husband is in the Mandalorian. I was like, I mean, okay. I was like, is he going to fight Carl Williams? Like, I was like, ooh, that's literally like, Every time they would show somebody, I'd be like, okay, Gina Carano.
I know, right? Gina Carano.
Gina Carano looks
good. That's who that was.
Yeah.
Still looks great.
Yeah. Still my favorite MMO, like, woman.
Oh, yeah. Still great.
Yeah.
And then when she's awesome in Deadpool.
Yeah. Deadpool for those. Sorry. Jeez.
My bad. I was reading my notes wrong.
Okay.
Deadpool.
I'm still amazed at Harold just saying that word. Sorry. What's going on with you today? I gotta tell you, was I the only one who wasn't as enthused as everybody else was?
I can see that.
You know, it...
But it does take a lot. I mean, not to be... You know, you not saying that you're cynical,
but like you're cynical.
A lot of people...
Tom Holland was not in that film. Okay, so I have
he
no
has
reason.
Right to be angry.
I don't like Tom Holland. Just,
you don't like Tom Holland.
We've had 3 episodes on this podcast where...
Let's say like 10 episodes.
We even have an episode called Tom Holland versus the Fanboys.
Oh, wow.
Where I tried to accuse him of everything.
Oh, wow.
Even being a Disney file. No, well, yeah, so I don't know. It looked cool. Graphics, you know, everything looked amazing. I just don't know where they're gonna be going with this.
Right.
So I kind of crossing my fingers. I'm not gonna write it off. But the way everybody reacted to this is like, oh my god, this is the greatest thing ever. You know, but you know, we kind of talked about this where I think the reason why I was kind of disappointed was, you know, there was that talk where we were going to have a pause in Star Wars stuff to just kind of like take a breather and everything. So it's going to be interesting how Mandalorian is going to be. Is it going to be really into Star Wars, or it's going to be something where it kind of eases up? We still have the taste of Star Wars in our mouth, but you know, kind of give us
that Solo weird.
Yeah, but kind of give us a little bit more time away from like the Jedi's and all those things.
Right.
But at the same time, literally coming out a month before,
episode 9,
Rise of Skywalker, right?
It's like, are they doing that thing where they kind of screwed up before? Or they, like Dennis said, were they giving us too much of the same universe? So it's like, is it overload? And then is it like, you know, is it overbearing? And you just get, you know, the fatigue, the Star Wars fatigue, which I think they said was the cause of the failure for Solo.
TLJ?
For Solo.
For Solo.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, not besides the fact that it was not...
And Galaxy's Edge.
And Galaxy's Edge.
Right.
I mean, I think at the same time, Galaxy's Edge is one of those things where it's like, it was really built specific, like we talked about this before, built specifically for a fandom, but I don't think they realized that the separation between Disney fandom and Star Wars fandom yet.
Right.
Because, like, it was fine when, like, you have Star Tours.
Right.
And you have, you know, what else, whatever's around there, but in Tomorrowland, but you keep it limited to that.
Yeah.
But expanding into it, maybe that's just me.
Yeah. Because I'm not even too sure when is The Mandalorian supposed to be set. Like, what time-wise? Like, I keep skipping around the same timeline, so I'm not even sure when it's supposed to be. Is this supposed to be Boba Fett's, you know, progeny or cohort, guy from work? I don't know.
I'm actually not sure either. I don't remember reading too much into it, so it is kind of a toss-up, right?
Yeah.
I'm not like, you know, besides the movies and some of the shows, I'm not super into the whole legacy of Mandalorian lore.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Carbonite thing just for... Is that a thing
they established before,
or
that's
is that new?
They had a little Easter egg, or not Easter, I don't know what you call that, but a little teaser in the trailer.
They captured it, like,
they put
in carbonate, I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, so we'll, I guess we'll find out in a month or so. Never.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure, I'm going to subscribe. I'm a sucker for that. I already have Hulu, so I might as well like get two more things to.
But you're dropping Hulu, right?
Yes. Because
it'd be amazing.
Yes.
It's the one thing you double
paid for. Pretty cheap. It's going to be pretty cheap, right?
It's like yeah, $6 or something. $14 for ESPN. ESPN.
Oh, wow.
Disney and Hulu, okay. Right? Yeah.
Wow. So I'm getting it for ESPN.
Sure. Right.
So actually, I agree because ESPN Plus. I saw that they're gonna have Australian rules football.
Oh, so you're gonna get that.
I'm gonna just for that.
I'm getting it for basketball and foosball and
what's like real sports.
What is Australian rules football?
No, but Dennis is really up to me.
I love. I spent like a summer and I got into.
He came back.
Imagine rugby,
right?
But more violent.
Because it's Australian.
And then imagine Dennis learning this sport.
Right.
And trying to teach us when he comes back to America. And we're at a park and we're like, okay, we're throwing a football. And he goes, no, this is footy. It's different. And I'm just like, skip football, man. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
So I was able to watch this one show. And I could have sworn I saw people like die. Like every other one where, you know. It's funny where there's one part where they kick the ball and their friends like lifts up their other friends to lift them up to catch the ball.
Right.
But then the other people in the other team is trying to prevent this. So the other team is jumping on, no, not barreling, jumping on top of this guy. So there's like a pyramid of like five guys trying to catch. And then when they catch it, they all fall on the ground. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the greatest sport ever.
It's like he's describing an episode of Friends where Ross is learning how to play rugby. Yeah. Dennis has to watch Friends.
I have to watch this.
Yeah. Okay, so
I'm gonna look this up. Australian rules football.
Yep.
He even has the ball in his house. Oh yeah, still there on his mantle.
It's like 15 years old, but yeah, that's still there.
Okay, so speaking of 15-year-old stuff, so...
Whoa.
Wait, I was going to say,
you talked about Disney file.
So after rumors around the internet, it has been confirmed over the weekend that you and McGregor will be coming back as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Right.
Okay. Me and McGregor?
You and McGregor.
Oh, okay.
Connor McGregor.
Connor McGregor.
So yeah, he's coming back to the role that, you know, thankful. I guess he was... To be perfectly honest, is one of the few redeeming things from the prequels.
Right.
So personally, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be perfect timing in his case that, you know, he's not exactly aging. So, I mean, but I guess slap on a beard on the guy and he'll look just like Obi-Wan. He's supposed to be 10, 15.
Have you seen those memes?
Yeah.
Yeah. My Lola prays to Obi-Wan.
So what are your thoughts about finally confirming Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan's company?
You know, Ewan McGregor, before he was like family friendly, he used to show his dong and everything.
Yeah, I do.
Like Trainspotting.
Trainspotting 2. And now he gets to show his lightsaber.
So you're saying you're hoping he's going to show his dong?
Yeah, I really hope he does.
Ben Kenobi dong.
I know. Can you imagine that? That'd be a
Obi-Dong Kenobi.
Obi-Dong Kenobi.
I was gonna say it, but I started choking. I was gonna say it, but I started choking, dude. I'm so angry at myself.
Okay, I got you. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
We're going dumb.
So that's Harold's cosplay for next year.
Where's your, lightsaber?
Yeah, hold on.
I gotta put a beard on it real quick.
Is that your shorts?
Obi-Wan Kenobi. I'm disappointed at the cosplay community that has not been done yet.
I know. Who's got the boss?
This is a loaded cosplay.
Could be unloaded.
Like that would totally fly pretty well at like AVN or something, you know.
That's the convention we need to go to, by the way.
AVN.
Yeah.
Is that still happening?
Yeah, in Vegas every year. It's right, big. Right. I mean. It's huge. Sorry. And I just want to go to meeting your Instagram heroes in life.
Dude, we're in Chatsworth. They're like right around the corner, man.
Across the street from
our house. Do they have like a neighbor?
I did. I did have a neighbor. Anyways, shout out to that neighbor. All right, so let's go to another. Before we go to more Disney Plus shows, we'll do it real quick. Just quick thoughts. So three new shows announced. I think Dennis was hyped for one of them. So we have Moon Knight, Ms. Marvel, and a She-Hulk show coming to Disney Plus. No dates yet. No no actors set yet. But they've confirmed that these are going to be the next Disney Plus shows.
Miss Marvel, thumbs up. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's gonna be
cool. I love the comic book. I love the storyline. And as long as they, they get Kamala Khan down, it's gonna be one of those things where we were talking about it. Tom Holland leaving, maybe a good thing. Introducing somebody totally new. This is a character that everybody can get behind.
As much as I'm excited to see it. I know the backlash is gonna be bad,
dude. It's already starting. Have you seen it? Like the She-Hulk stuff.
Oh, like, no. What's
going on? Dude.
Oh, yeah, my Hulk. Like,
my Hulk.
My She-Hulk.
Sorry. No, I don't know what you saw, but the one I've been seeing is like some just random like fanboys, you know, to talk about, you know, how come, you know, now I can't even see my Hulk.
Right,
the way it's supposed to be. How come it has to be a girl?
Yeah, exactly.
There's and everybody's that. Like, dude, wait a minute. Do you not understand?
Have you not read the comics? Have you never picked up a comic?
Still feel bad that, you know, China passed away because that role would have been great for her.
Yeah, for a physical actor. Yeah, for the physical actress, that would have been great. Somebody else. I
mean, I never thought about that.
It's the role she was born to play, and then she played it one time in one of the Avengers porno movies.
Jeez.
Oh, she did?
So I heard.
Are you sure you haven't been to a convention?
No, I'd be like so stoked for that.
According to legend, she played.
I'm very up for that. I'm up for it.
We're not paying for your badge. Come on, guys.
Give my press credentials.
But he's gonna be paying for that. Never mind.
No, he's like, I can't imagine going to my wife saying, "Hey, so babe."
So we're sending one person and one person only.
So, little thing in Vegas.
Don't waste the one single guy.
He's our eyes on the street.
Yeah, no, he's...
You can convince her just to be like, you know how you always wanted to go to Harold's wedding? This is the
this
first
could be
step.
It.
Right.
You could find the one.
Yeah. Some random chat roulette trip.
Chat roulette.
Sorry, guys. So anyways, it's another convention.
All right, so last thing from the D23 Expo, let's talk about it. Just came, actually, the official, so lots of leaked footage came out over the weekend, but officially they showed the Rise of Skywalker trailer.
Oh my
God.
So
thoughts about that
right.
real quick, and then, yeah.
You watch it?
Yeah, that's a teaser.
Yeah,
that's a teaser. Oh, you're right, it's a teaser. Cause
The footage leading up to it was spectacular.
I was gonna say, yeah,
that was fun.
It felt like a trailer because the video is like 3 minutes long, and but the actual Rise of Skywalker is actually only like 30 seconds or less than a minute long. But so yeah, thoughts about that one?
I agree, teaser, and I don't know. It has to be one of those things where Disney at this point or. Not Marvel, Disney.
Oh,
okay. Disney is just at this point just make it like trying to troll every single one of us,
right?
Because
that's kind of what it felt like.
You know, it's like you're sitting there. Okay, what's the worst thing that that you can come up with? Okay, we're gonna reveal who Rey is.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna include the Emperor, and then we're gonna put lightsabers. But at the same time, like when I saw it, I was like. I'm down. I'll watch it.
I mean, I'll watch it. Yeah, absolutely.
Here's my money.
I mean, they get that the third rematch, I guess, technically.
Yeah. Between Kylo Ren and her.
Yeah, and then this time on a moving ship, so that's pretty interesting.
That looked pretty cool. That was like Mustafar, like on there, but water.
Oh, yeah.
And then, let's hope nobody gets chopped in half.
I know.
Hopefully everybody has their limbs at the end of
this
one.
Nobody takes the high ground, you know.
Does it seem like any high ground so far? But if it was, it's something like Kylo would do.
I know.
So, speculation though, just that one scene where with Rey in like this, what word?
The Swiss Army thinking. Lightsaber.
Exactly. Yeah. First
the
of all,
song
the way she holds his staff.
She does.
Oh, damn it! Nothing. Never mind. You just ruined the whole thing. What do you think? Is it going to be a? Is it going to be a a premonition? Is it going to be an actual thing that happened? Is it going to be like a what do you think is happening in that scene?
I think you're right. I think it's going to be like a bit of a red herring. Like they're teasing that this is going to happen, but it's actually going to be like, yeah, maybe a Kylo, you know, fever dream that he's imagining that she actually turned to the dark side. Because to be honest, like, in my head too, it's like I have the Marvel like Endgame and Infinity War trailers in my head where they threw scenes in the trailers that were not in the movie at all.
Right.
Same thing with The Last Jedi though, where they cut it so that you imagine different parts are actually happening.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just to like throw you off and be like, oh, there's a meeting between Kylo and Luke.
Yeah.
And then, well, it comes in the end, but it's like a different version of it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I agree with that. They probably do something like that. But from the way things are going, it just, for me, it just seems like the inevitable Kylo turning to the good side, you know, kind of deal.
But does Kylo turn to the good side, which would explain the Rise of Skywalker, but does that mean that
Rey goes
to the other side? So far, with most interesting speculation that I've heard. I know you hate spoilers and everything, but basically this is just fanboys just like
time travel thing.
Did you see that on Red Letter Media? Yeah.
I didn't hear the time travel one. This one is that Rey is a clone. Rey is a clone of Palpatine, and she's a failed clone. That's why she gets sent to Jakku. And that's why she's that strong with. So they're saying that at a certain point, Rey is going to meet Dark Rey, and that's going to be a battle between the two of them. When I read that, I was like, oh my god, here's my money.
If I had a beard, I'd be like stroking her. Like, oh, I just have peach fuzz.
Interesting.
You're looking on this one hair.
So, wait, I want to hear what's this time travel business here?
I listened to it briefly, and it was literally them just being like, what's the one trope that the Star Wars universe
hasn't touched yet?
And then, like, Star Trek did it.
You're right.
And, like,
the Marvel did it. Yeah. Avengers just did it.
And so they're like, yeah, Palpatine actually dies in, you know, Return of the Jedi. But then they're actually going back in time, you know, to, like, I don't know.
And I think they actually handled it well in Endgame. Like, it didn't feel like it was centered around time travel, you know? Yeah. Like, time travel wasn't the end-all-be-all of the story for Endgame. It was just kind of a tool. If they do it, I don't know if they're going to do it
for this. I really hope they don't.
I hope they don't either.
Just because, like, even in Endgame, I was like, come on, man.
Right, same here.
Yeah, but in Endgame, at least, yeah, like what Earl was saying, is like, it was a tool. You didn't dwell on the time travel part too much.
Right.
The view when you're watching it, but I mean, yes, after the fact, like, wait a second, if you do this, that's when you get into trouble. But you know, watching it, thankfully, it's not one of those tropes where it's like when they pull it off, it's like, oh, the plot takes a screeching halt. You know, at least for Endgame, they pulled it off well, it's smoothly. But yeah, it'd be interesting if they either go the clone route or the time travel route, because yeah, we haven't had Palpatine in the first two, correct? Or am I? No. It was definitely not in The Last Jedi.
Yeah,
I don't remember most. Okay, so
it was just that tease at the end of the last trailer.
Yeah, that's all he's had so far, and then now the big poster is just all him.
Yeah, it's literally his face.
big old head.
I also read another thing. It's kind of spoilerish, but it's also speculation, more or less. That's actually not him.
Right.
And it's actually Luke.
Oh.
God damn it.
That could work.
Who knows?
Either way, like. Like, I know everybody thinks, like, the entire timeline's, like, screwed and the story is messed up. It's beyond, like, repair, really. I just want to know how it ends, man.
I just want to know how it ends. Yeah. And there's going to be a lot of Star Wars in the next few months, I guess. So, between Mandalorian and the Last Skywalker, or Rise of the Skywalker, excuse me.
Well, kind of touching upon what Earl just talked about, like, do you think that... Oh my god, I just blanked out.
Sorry.
Oh, crap. Oh, well. So, Lewis, go for it.
Your beard distracted him.
I know. I was like,
sorry. Because Dennis went to stroke and he was like, aww.
My beard.
your beard. He went to stroke his hair.
Go ahead.
Up there.
Okay. So, all right. So, great talk about D23 news. Looking forward to, you know, Disney Plus, all the stuff that Marvel, Disney, Star Wars.
I know, real quickly, because we glossed over it, but Moon Knight.
Oh yeah, Moon Knight.
Is it just Batman or?
When CW did Arrow, people were like, "Oh, it's just Green Batman."
Right.
So we'll see if you know, Moon Knight will just be crazy like, here.
Right. Yeah.
Like, undead Batman?
Right.
Is that what there's so many... I think that's the weirdest part about Moon Knight is, like, if you read the comic or, you know...
It's, like,
lore,
really dark.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really dark. It's kind of confusing because, like, right. is he like, schizophrenic? Does he have many multiple personalities?
Exactly.
Or is he, like, a resurrected Egyptian
guy? Egyptian guy?
Yeah, Egyptian guy.
There's literally dozens of ways they can go with this.
Yeah.
And that's why I find it interesting. I also find it interesting that out of all the characters, they just decided, like, oh, Moon Knight.
Right?
Because he was one of, like, literally...
Like, D-list, right?
Yeah, but Moon Knight has been, like the newer Deadpool to me. Where, when Deadpool came out, you know, originally in the early 90s, it was like, eh, there's this character. And then he just developed into, like, everybody's favorite.
Right.
Same thing with Moon Knight. Like, when I was reading the comics in, like, the 80s, it was always like, he's an interesting side character, like a West Coast Avenger kind of deal.
Right.
But never main, main roster.
Nice pull, dude.
No, I know.
That's where I started, you know?
Yeah, totally.
But never, like, him and Wonder Man, freaking...
Yeah, Wonder Man, dude,
like,
yeah.
That's the, you know, like, when all the trash has been taken out, whatever's left over, that's what they're going with.
That's what you have left.
And then now I'm like, then, you know, they just turned him into this, like, big, fantastic character.
Right.
And now they're going to go with it. I'm like, yeah. Interesting. And good for them on trying something different.
It's interesting. Like, you bring up a good point, I think, because, like, now that these properties are under Marvel, you know, and under Disney, therefore, it's like, what are they going to do with these stories? Because they're inherently darker characters.
Yes.
You know, Moon Knight, and what I was also thinking about was Blade. What are they going to do with that?
Yeah.
Super dark character, right? Even in the comic books, Rise of the Midnight Sun.
African American.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, you killed Dennis.
That is the third time today.
Well, I'm doing my job, guys.
I'm done.
But yeah. I don't know. What are they going to make these rated R? Because remember, the 90s Blades were like hard.
And
that's,
you know,
interesting.
Disney's bottom line now is to make the most money, and I think most money means PG, you know, PG-13.
How are you going to make a PG-13 Blade?
Yeah.
Have you done a Morbius too?
Are they doing a Morbius?
Oh, no. I thought Jared Leto.
What?
Leto was supposed to be Morbius.
Oh, no, he didn't have time. He only had 30 seconds to Mars.
Boo. All right.
Too long. Too long. Too long.
That's it.
So bad right
now. No, but like...
Hell's on fire.
No.
Seriously.
But,
do you want to be the improv guy?
But it makes... It does, like,
he's auditioning right now.
He is director of
for us now. But like that's such a great point.
He's Yoko Ono.
Yoko Ono. He's
going to break us out of our...
If you show up on Pancake, you're
No, but that's... I love that point. Because, those original three Blade movies are...
Dark.
Like, they are nasty. Like, you can never pull that off in a PG.
Never.
And I don't know Mahershala Ali's martial arts background.
Right, I mean, neither.
I mean, his name is...
Mahershala Ali.
Martial arts.
Speaking of his name.
And his last name was Ali, so...
He's all martial arts.
Looks like a butterfly and stings like a vampire? He... Like... Because Wesley Snipes does capoeira.
At least,
And then
amongst other things.
Texas, but that's his main power. Is he does capoeira.
He did do a capoeira kick in Blade 1.
He cartwheels out of the way and he's like, I'm beating this Texas.
Boom. Yeah, hand plant and then the kick, yeah.
I loved that is Disney Plus, even with The Mandalorian, that's like a PG thing. And,
it looks very PG.
Yeah, are they going to go PG-13 on any of these things? Because it is a Disney property. So,
right.
I mean, are they going to show... I know they're not going to show rated R movies on Disney Plus, maybe? Like, no Touchstone? I think Touchstone was the...
The redhead's stepchild or nothing.
Yeah, that's the one that does, like, all the Aliens movies and the Predator ones.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think those are Fox. Oh, then that's Fox.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say that. Now they're Fox. Because it's
true.
I'm sorry, this is like the third tangent we've gone off of, but like seeing The Simpsons in their little trailer of things to come was like, that was kind of jarring.
I'm
a huge Simpsons head, and I love all the episodes where they make fun of Disneyland, Itching Scratching, Duffland, all that stuff. You know.
Okay.
But seeing that, there was like, oh my God.
They're part of the juggernaut.
Yeah, you got swallowed up by the whale. But
My friend sent me a video yesterday that I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you when this episode is done. because it's super inappropriate, but it ruined a couple of okay.
Please do characters for me. So. That'll be on our Patreon. Wow.
Patreon.
So that's the dynamic of this podcast. He knows stuff. He's our tech guy. I'm the fob. So.
It's all good. No, more or less the dynamic is when they talk about where they were born, it's like, yeah, when we were born in the Philippines, being raised in the Philippines, they're like, being raised in Panorama City.
He was born here, boom.
In St. John's for 12 years. Yeah, that's...
I know we're only talking about D23, but you were talking about things that we're excited for. I did an article on this before. Have you ever watched the DuckTales anime, the new DuckTales?
No, I haven't yet. I heard such good things.
It is amazing. No, so it's September is coming up. The new season is coming up. And they've really been able to do something really weird where they're taking, but slowly but surely, they're taking the characters that was from the Disney afternoon and they're incorporating into it. So they were able to incorporate Gizmo Duck early on.
Right.
Just the last 5 episodes, they've been able to incorporate Darkwing Duck
into
the whole thing. Yeah. But the next couple ones is going to be Chip and Dale is going to be there.
What?
Yeah. Remember Kit Cloudkicker from Tailspin?
Yeah.
And Molly. They're going to be in the show, but now they're adults now. So you actually see...
Interesting.
You see Kit Cloudkicker, but like Baloo-shaped now.
Right.
You know, and but he's still doing the same. Like,
That's unfortunate because, you know, Baloo was all like bottom heavy. He's literally a walking bowling pin.
Yeah.
But if you've not watched it, it's amazing.
So do they have those villains coming in?
They already have Don Carnage was in there.
Oh my god!
So one of the coolest things that they did for Darkwing Duck was initially they made it where Darkwing Duck is basically Adam West, Adam West Batman, and so you have all these the old characters like Quackerjack and Liquidator and all those things. So those are old
Dr. Bushooter.
Yeah, those are all old like cartoons. Mm-hmm. But now they're slowly but surely. They made it where Darkwing Duck is now actually a real character that's not just from the past. It's actually here. Huh.
And is he fighting N-Word Duck?
Yes.
Yeah. N-Word
Duck is actually there.
He is. Yeah. N-Word Duck.
I didn't think about that one. As long as you don't pronounce the R.
Hard A?
Hard G, dude.
Because even as a kid, I was like, what do they call him?
I know.
Is it because he's
got a black mask? He's a
Nega Duck. Nega.
Negative Duck.
Nega Duck. Negative. Nega Duck, yeah.
Gotta bleep that up.
No. It's a Chinese word, remember?
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
That word.
Yeah, like gooey duck.
Exactly.
Ooh, gooey duck.
Delicious.
Penis duck. Penis clown.
So, why do we always keep going back to that?
Yeah. Moderator, please moderate.
I know, moderate.
Who keeps coming around to the wheel? Who keeps reaching around to the...
Stop playing footsies under the table, guys.
Jesus, not my foot.
No. I don't
know. All right, so let's get back to
That was just gooey duck.
Alright, so at the beginning of the cast, you know, like I said, we were lucky enough, or the timing well worked out that the D23 came down when it did. But, you know, the meat and potatoes of our podcast today is our guest. Earl was, like I said, kind enough to join us. So, you know, we have a couple questions. Love to turn this into conversation.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And, you know, try to get into to the head of a actor / improviser. So, Earl, you know.
Yeah.
How'd you get your start? Start of that.
And the start, like, professionally or, like, way back, like when I caught the bug?
Tell us your story, dude.
Dude. I grew up in Long Beach, and I went to an elementary school that was like 80-90% Filipino, right?
Okay.
So like we took our Christmas pageants way too seriously.
Like lots of pearls.
Yeah, like pearls, days. Yeah. And then we put on musicals when we were like 12, you know, in 7th to 8th grade, and they were all like religious versions of you know. I was always something religious because it was a Catholic. I went to a Catholic school,
okay.
And I remember specifically we put on like a modernized adaptation of the Prodigal Son story. It was called Barbecue for Ben. That was the first thing I ever did. And
damn, so, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
like Sister Act.
Yeah, it was totally Sister Act, but we were not of that talent level. So, but yeah, that's kind of like how I started. I'm just performing in general. But I went to school and, you know, the whole second generation immigrant kid or kid from an immigrant family, I was not allowed to pursue that as a career. So, I was a pre-med. So.
Nice. I'll be perfectly honest because my eldest, he declared cinema TV arts.
Oh, wow. Cool, major. Cool.
Yeah. So I said the same thing. Like, how are you going to make money? Are you going to live Absolutely. With us for the rest of your life?
Right, right, right.
Yes. Check that box. Yes.
No, it's a valid question.
But you know what? That's awesome. Like, actually, that's part of one of the reasons I wanted to really get you on board is like, you're breaking the mold. We had an episode where we talked about Asian Americans in the arts, in film, in in cinema. Right. Specifically Filipino Americans in the arts. You know, breaking the mold of you don't have to be an accountant, nurse, or in the medical field to do your art. And
right.
That's awesome. So that's great. Did you have when did you have an idea that you had the talent for it, or
was it the something Brian meets the meat? What was it?
Brian Barbecue for Ben.
Barbecue for Ben.
Brian meets the meat. I want to see Brian meets the meat.
That's an ABN.
If you're listening to our episode, because I know you are, Brian Reyes.
Brian Reyes.
If they somehow make a skit called Brian Meets the Meat. Please record it for us. Send it to us. Post it in our channel. Thank you very much.
Brian meets me. Ugh.
But no, have you ever opened a restaurant?
I'm gonna put that. It seems like a script.
Right. It seems like you were, it seemed like you were caught up with the 90% of your high school. But was that like something you just really enjoyed doing, or did you just like kind of fall into it?
It was something I definitely enjoyed doing because, like, in addition to like the musical, I also started playing guitar when I was like 9 and just performing in general. And it was something that I always kind of did throughout high school and college. So it was always something that had been there. Like, I did drama in high school, and then in college at Irvine, like, I was in PCN, and I never did dances. I always did the skit portion. Mm-hmm. I was always acting. So I did skit and choir every year.
Okay.
So that was just a thing that I did. And I minored in theater at Irvine. So, it was something I was trying to keep alive, even though I had no hope at all of, like, ever working outside of like a scholastic atmosphere, or environment. It wasn't really until like I joined Rimmed Improv that I was like, oh, I could do this. This could be a thing. Yeah.
How did that happen?
Literally, it was crazy, man. Like, I think it was the first time that Mark Muckalintal had ever put out like a casting notice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was living with my roommate, Chris Clemente at the time. We were still living in Costa Mesa. And he was, we were both out of college, working just 9-to-5 day jobs, both performers, didn't know what to do with, like, we didn't have an outlet at the time, and we're like, what do we do? So Chris had a Backstage account. Backstage is like a, they put out like casting breakdowns for theater and TV on there. At least they did back in the day. Like, I don't know if they still do that for
TV. Before the internet?
Yeah, before, it was, I know, before the internet. It was, they were like one of the first ones that were on the internet, like back in the day, but they had...
You said Backstage, not Backpage, right?
Yes, not Backpage. I know what Backpage is, yes.
Always revolves around
that. Harold takes a cold shower after this.
I hear certain things and I automatically...
Right, right. They hit a check mark, yeah. It's like, it's your heuristics, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Please continue.
Right. They, he was like about to give up. I remember one day he was like, dude, I don't think this is ever going to happen. So he one last time he looked at the breakdowns, the casting notices, and he found, an opening for an Asian American improv troupe that, was in Hollywood or in North Hollywood, where he was like, dude, we should just submit just to see. So we both did. We auditioned and we got in. And there's this kind of history. Like, we both did a sketch group after that. Called sketchcomedyshow.com, and that's kind of like where I started working professionally after that. So,
that's cool. We actually have some friends and followers who were in or are in Room to Improv. I mean, obviously Brian, who's been producing or at least shows up to your shows.
Yeah, yeah,
George Meyer, like, one of our followers, and Kirsha.
Yeah,
know, she was supposed to contribute to the website.
Dude,
I think she still
dude,
is.
Calling
yeah, she
still her is. Out.
We're so, we're, we are still Chris. We are still scheduled to try out the new pumpkin spice spam at Kirsha's house.
So nice.
That is a dinner on her.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Yeah, yeah.
So. That's great. So what is the process like as a professional? Like, mm-hmm. you mentioned, you know, you're a voice actor, improviser, all that good stuff. So what's the process like? I work a boring 9-to-5. So tell me, how does that go for you?
Well, it kind of changes depending on like what stage of your career you're in. Like at the very beginning, usually. What usually happens is there's two big like casting sites these days, at least in LA. It's LA Casting and Actors Access. And basically you log on every day and you self-submit. You look through the breakdown to see what like matches you or matches, you know, your look or your type, and then you submit for all those, wait for calls, mm-hmm. wait for emails, wait for wait for audition notices. And later on, you get like an agent, you know, and that's when you can actually sit around and wait and not have to self-submit as much, even though you really should. At that point, like when you have an agent, you should be training. So
okay.
All the time. But like kind of not doing that right now. So but yeah, that's a lot of what I do is I sit there and while I'm waiting for auditions and stuff, I'm trying to create my own thing, writing scripts, but also taking care of, you know, Room to Improv and just looking for work, looking for places to work out, you know, and keep busy.
That's cool. So like I mentioned in your bio, I mean, one of the biggest things that we can talk about is your role in the Tomb Raider video game. So how did that happen?
That's kind of a crazy story, just because it happened maybe 3 years into my career. I was with a sketch group called sketchcomedyshow.com, and we used to perform all over like Hollywood and stuff. We would do competitions. We competed like iOS, Laugh Factory. This particular showcase, we were at the Hollywood Improv, and there were agents in the audience.
Oh.
So they came and talked to me after the show, and they were like, "Hey, are you looking for representation?" I'm like, "Hell yes, I am." So maybe a few months later, I get sent out on this audition, and we don't know what it is. I just fit the spec. It's like, and the spec is just looking for I forgot what it says exactly, but like generally brown-skinned islander. Yeah.
Check.
Yeah.
Check.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just looked up. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Like big teddy bear kind of deal feel and all that stuff. So we didn't even know what it was.
You know, that's a great question. I mean, I've seen your show at Room to Improv before.
Right, right.
But seeing you in person now, and like I said, I've been playing the Tomb Raider game in preparation of meeting you.
Yeah.
Like we're really going to go cliffhanging or whatever.
Yeah, I know. You know. Let's do it.
I was wondering, like, what came first? Like, did the character come first, or did you come first, or did they see you and say, yeah, that's our guy? That's good. Like, maybe they thought Jonah was going to be like some skinny.
Right.
Some other dude was like, "Nah, we'll go with this guy."
Right,
and there was some person there going, "That guy,
yeah,
that's not even an interview." Like, there was really no interview
perfect.
Process.
Yeah, that's it right there.
That's good. Yeah, looks like he can raid tombs.
Yeah, that's believable.
Raid.
Jeez, dude.
Negative.
I'm trying to. So, how was it hearing your voice for the first time?
I love the fact that you totally skipped. You went the whole thing and you never let him answer that question.
Which one?
See, both of you guys.
The guy who asked the question doesn't remember that there was a question asked. The guy who's directing the question too doesn't know there was a question directed.
So, moving forward. That was a bad question. So,
no. It was how I ended up doing or booking this. That's right. Yeah. I got sent out on the audition. We didn't have, we had no idea what it was. We just knew that it was, it said it involved motion capture, and we didn't know if it was a cartoon or a video game or whatever it was. I found out at the audition that it is a video game, from the director. And Later on, I get a call back, and that's when they send me the NDA. The NDA that says, from Crystal Dynamics, a Square Enix company. And I'm like, oh, shit, what is this? Oh, sorry. Oh, crap. What is this? You can
believe he's got a quick finger.
Yeah. Oh, what is this? But yeah, I've been a gamer all my life, so I was like, oh my god, what is this? And all of a sudden, I wanted it, and I was actually backstage at a room to improv show at SIPA. I was at SIPA, and we're chilling back there, and I get an email from my agent, and they're like, oh, you just booked that thing. It's they're making a new Tomb Raider, and I was like, what? And I couldn't tell anybody because of the NDA, yeah. So I'm like celebrating by myself backstage. And everybody's like, Earl, what's going on? And I was like, yeah!
Get hyped for the show! I know, yeah. This show's gonna be hyped! Come on, guys, YOLO!
Let's do this!
Yeah. You mentioned that it was not stop motion.
Motion capture?
Motion capture.
Right.
But you also mentioned that you, one of those things, you were wearing makeup. Like,
right.
So how does that work? Because when I think of motion capture, I always think of like the green,
yeah,
you know, the green with the balls.
Everything. Right. It is. Yeah. It's very much that. So like it's a black suit, a black Velcro suit that's like super tight, and then yeah, like 60 of those reflective balls. But the makeup is they have to put markers on your face to track. Mm. Okay. So they're just black makeup dots. that's kind of it. Okay. That's the extent.
Is that so they can get like facial points?
Yeah, it's for, okay. So against facial points. So
did you do your own stunts?
No, there's okay. A stunt team.
So I was gonna say, like I said, you know, playing the game. Like,
what if they said one of the requirements to doing this job was you had to do your own stunts? And then they showed you a clip and they go, "What's up?"
No.
Playing the game, just watching Lara Croft do her work, right. It's like, it's exhausting.
Right.
Like, that's Lewis's workout, by the way.
Yeah. Just playing like, oh, grapple, press X, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, got the cliff.
To a certain extent, that some of the any of the physical stuff that doesn't involve like direct danger, like hanging off stuff,
uh-huh.
It's us, like all the running and all that
wow,
stuff.
Wow, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's a scene where you take a tumble in one of the cutscenes, like something.
That's not me.
Oh. Oh, the magic spirit.
I know.
The curtain just got blown away.
But the part where I'm hanging on the side of a mountain, yes. And like yelling at Lara to come back. That is me.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm 5 feet off the ground, like hanging on the thing, and I'm like, ah! Yeah, okay. But nice. For the most part, anything that has to do with a fall or anything like that, it's usually not one of us. It's usually the stunt team. Yeah.
Stunt team! Yeah.
Right. So now that you've had that series booked, does that mean that anytime that they do any kind of sequel, I didn't even call it a sequel, but like a next version, are you automatically considered for your part?
I don't know. I think that if they probably keep doing this timeline, mm-hmm. then probably I have like some kind of an in. But yeah, of course, it's like it's never guaranteed.
Yeah.
You know, just like Hollywood, just don't know. They could change directions like quickly without you even knowing, and I would just get a call. If that, I would get a call from my agent.
Like, oh, yeah. We got a new game. Like, oh.
Yeah.
Your GameStop's like, oh, they have a new.
Oh, radar. Look at that. I guess I'm not working anymore. I mean, that's the nature of it, right? But, yeah.
So, you said that you were an avid gamer before.
Right, yeah.
So, how did it feel? I mean, I've heard people talk about, you know, oh, first time I saw myself on a screen. But this is a little bit different. First time you ever played a video game.
Right.
You know, did you... Have you played the game?
Yeah,
and how
absolutely.
Did it feel like just
playing with yourself?
It was surreal, man. You know what the stranger is?
Oh, that's when you play with the controller upside down.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
The old Metal Gear.
Yeah, right. You plug into a port two.
Spot two. Yeah. Speaking of plugging things into spots. Yeah, that's that's like I guess that's kind of like one of our dreams is like to be involved in the video game industry.
Right, yeah,
you
yeah.
Know, like as, you know, I guess we include Lou as a gamer, but like, you know, we all grew up playing video games. Like,
right.
We'd always imagine if they put my character like as you know, when you always do the creator characters on right. wrestling games, like
they always look like you. Yeah, they always look like me.
You have to go like super detailed because you're like this character is being exactly
right
who I you know who I use as my avatar for know, pretending myself in the game. Whereas you actually have an avatar, right. So that's got to be some kind of a trip.
It's always a trip, and even now, like I've been working on it for 7-8 years now, and you know it's still hella trippy. Like even now, you know, super surreal.
When you go to conventions, do people recognize you as the character?
No, not at all. Nobody has any idea what I look like because I'm not. You know,
I know you're not exactly
right. I know. Yeah, he doesn't look exactly like me, but like I don't have quite that notoriety that like Nolan North or like Troy Baker might have, you know, or you know, any of the famous voice actors for Tatasciore or like Rob Paulsen. Like people recognize them, and not just their voice. Like people just know my voice at this point. So yeah, I mean, it's still pretty cool to walk around.
That's pretty cool company though. So great segue. Speaking of conventions, how was it being a panelist at Comic-Con? Speaking of dreams.
Right,
like that's the goal too. I mean, we'd love to be able to be panelists at Comic-Con. And how was it? You know, it sounds like from listening to your podcast, you've been going to Comic-Con for years, right? I mean, we've been there too.
Yeah, but absolutely.
How was it to be on the other side?
It's a trip, dude. It's I keep on saying surreal, but just because it really is, and there's not really another word to describe it accurately. Just because I remember, you know, growing up nerd, growing up like reading comic books and playing video games and watching like fantasy movies. Nerd. I remember one of the few times before I went to Comic-Con before I booked Tomb Raider. I was sitting there. I was like, man, I don't know if I'm going to come back to here. Because it was getting crazy at the time, you know. It was hard to be a con for a while because there was just so much stuff going on. And, like, Hollywood had found it. But I remember sitting there and I saying to myself, like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be back here next year unless, like, I have... Like, I'm not going to come back unless I do a panel or something. And then, like, a few years later, I was sitting on a panel for Rise of the Tomb Raider. And I'm like, this is crazy.
That's cool.
It's nuts. And it was super nerve-wracking because I'm there promoting a game and I'm like, they gave us talking points beforehand, like you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that. You know, so it's been wild, you know.
I mean, that must be just cool to have a badge that says performer or panelist.
Right, panelist.
Instead of just saying Saturday.
Yeah.
Or child. General education.
I'm not going to lie, I used my child's badge before.
It says plebe.
Noob.
Normie. No.
I'm a rogue town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, that damn wheel started popping up. Sorry.
Oh, the spinning beach ball of death?
Yeah.
A spinning beats ball of death.
Hey, how many games are there?
In the current reboot, there's 3.
There's 3, that's what I thought. Okay.
So there's Tomb Raider,
Shadow Rise. And it's all current gen though, right? Like Xbox One and stuff? Because I'm playing the Rise on Xbox.
The first one, 2013, is 360.
Oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah, 360 and PS3. And then, Rise and... they did release a definitive edition for the current gen though.
Oh, okay.
For 2013, but then there's Rise and Shadow are both
Shadow. That's the third one. Yeah. All right. So you're talking about video games. You mentioned you're a lifelong gamer. What are some of your favorite video games? Let's go current gen, old school.
Just know that we're gonna be judging it.
Oh, absolutely. I also, expect no less.
Who was your Street Fighter main?
Okay.
Just kidding, but go ahead.
Street Fighter main.
Everybody but one character.
Really? I was a Ryu main.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah. And I was a secondary Guile, but like I felt shame.
Nobody really plays Sagat.
Sagat.
Just to be safe.
You know what you should just do, Lou? When you go to the Street Fighter game, just hand your quarter to the guy.
Shut up.
Tiger! You have to tell. You have to explain what thirds are.
Oh, you know how there's seconds, right?
Yeah.
You ever heard of thirds?
No.
Thirds is you're so far ahead.
Yeah.
And you know it's a guaranteed win that you feel bad for the guy.
So you lose seconds?
So you lose thirds.
Right.
You're just like, I gave up second and third.
Yeah.
Just walked away.
Because first round, almost perfect. Second round, almost perfect. But decided, oh, hey, there's something on the floor. Let me tie my shoe.
Yeah.
Third round, it was like so far ahead that I walked away from the machine and he was just like, It's messed up, bro. And I see Dennis laugh. You know, I've known the guy for pretty much 30 years of my life. I haven't seen him laugh that hard towards Lewis. Because we always roast him. But, like, this was bad because he was literally like, can't believe you just did that. Like, the people around us didn't understand what was happening. Right. But us three did, and he was like, he was pretty pissed off, but the fact he got a win, so he felt good about himself. And me, was just like, I was like, you know what, I'll sacrifice a quarter for my buddy's happiness. Because, you know, like, when you know the win is guaranteed,
yeah,
like, in your head, you're like, okay, I won.
Yeah, I don't need this.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
By name only, you win. But in reality, I swept through.
Right.
But, yeah, so it's, thirds.
I get it. No, that's
only sort of. Sorry, bro.
It's like in Puzzle Fighter when you do the tech bonus. Like, no. You could, right? You could pop a gem right now, but I'm going to waste it on the ground.
Yep. you just made Dennis's heart grow three times.
Like, oh, I like him.
You know, like,
he spent many quarters at Gem Fighters at the old Lewis.
No, quarters? Right. I bought the freaking video game.
Oh, did you?
He had it on PS, at the PS at his house.
Oh, yeah, dude. And, you used to play that a lot.
We had tournaments at my apartment, dude.
I used to have it on Game Boy. That yeah.
Oh, yeah, that version was really good on the GBA.
Yeah, it was a really good version.
It was clean.
Yeah, really good version.
I have it now on my Classic. And
nice.
I haven't played the game in like 20 years.
Right.
And I was like, I don't remember if I was good at this game or not.
Yeah, me neither.
And then Dennis is explaining everything to me. He's like, you just gotta randomly just build stuff and then giant gems will appear. And you can blow it all up. And I was like, that's not how this game works. And then I was playing it. I was like, that's exactly how this game works. Like, he was telling us that
was my strategy. They're like,
just go faster.
Just go left, right.
Clear the middle.
Yeah, and I was just like, this is a stupid shot. And then I was looking at I looked at a YouTube video.
Yeah, just to make sure.
And I was like, yeah, just that's how you do it. I was like, so on. The whole time I was trying to build those like Tetris, playing the game all wrong.
It's good to know that my strategy is also the right one. Let's go faster. Go faster.
In current, like, is that, do you play current, or are you more like...
I do play current, like, what really got me back in playing, like, current gen stuff was actually Tomb Raider, because, like, I hadn't played a lot of third-person action in a while, and, it got me into that, so I started playing, I have this huge Steam backlog, but, Shadows of Mordor. Ooh. I was, like, really into that, and then, I still play WoW now. Like, literally, with John Wandug, I play with him. So, some of the other Invid dudes. And,
Does Ed still play?
Ed Sumgaisa?
Yeah.
He, every so often I see him on, he's not as hardcore. But I suspect that now that WoW Classic is coming out, or has come out, came out today, that I'm going to see him on a little more. So, yeah, I still play WoW. I play Overwatch. But, like, my all-time favorites are Zelda 3, Link to the Past, Knights of the Old Republic 1, Final Fantasy 7 or 10. I always flip-flop between the two. And then, that's it. Yeah,
speaking of which, I spent 7 hours of my day yesterday. That's why I was asking you guys in the break, what were you doing on your Sunday?
Right.
7 hours playing Final Fantasy 7.
Nice, nice.
Like, I didn't know that it was already 3:00 in the morning. And then I was like, where am I?
What am I doing?
I was like, I hadn't taken my contacts off. I was like, I'm pretty sure I got work in 4 hours.
Are you looking forward to the remake?
I don't know.
It's a little, like, scary, right?
I like the fact that, like I was telling these guys, it just still looks crappy.
Yeah.
So, like, you still can't figure out which character is which. And, like, there's like no collision detection whatsoever.
No, they don't care.
Just, like, blocks in everyone. Like, yeah, I know. And just transfer through somebody. Like,
there's no physics. There's none of that.
And I'm like, you know, it's still, they're all like these guys know. I don't have any current gens, but I own all the classics.
Nice.
So that's all I've been doing is just like.
That's fair. Yeah.
I bought a Super Nintendo just so I can play Final Fantasy VI.
That's a good ass game.
And like I spent. The thing said like 40 something, whatever, you know, a week of work. And right now when I looked at my log for Final Fantasy VII, I was like, I've only been playing this for 22 hours.
Like, in one day?
It was like, oh, a week and a half. No, we recorded a lot of that. We did a lot last week, yeah. So you guys cut into my time.
Sorry.
So, I mean, we recorded for like 4 hours a couple of days ago.
So, real quick question for you guys. How does it feel... Right. Like especially with those like the Squaresoft like RPGs and everything. Right. I just feel that every single time you log on and you see the number of hours you played on. Because I look at him like, and then I calculate, that's a lot of time I could have spent with my family.
It hurts. Honestly, for me, if they had ever shown battle log times for the amount I played online for Halo 2, 3, 4, I would be severely depressed. Because if you imagine I work for 8 hours, you know, you work for 9 hours.
Right.
And then you have, you know, the rest of the day to eat and sleep. But for me, it's like 5 to 6 hours a day playing Halo.
Right.
Yelling at little kids because they're calling me bad words and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then proving to me, like, oh, that's a new school bitch. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. I threw a grenade for 200 yards and I still got you.
I know.
Like, if, like I told that one time, Dennis came to my house and they were doing like Christmas carols and I literally ignored them because I was so into my game that I said, I'll be down in 20 minutes. And then
an hour later.
Yeah, they disappeared. And then I was like, to my mom, what happened? They're like, your friends came to sing Christmas carols and you were busy. And I was like, don't interrupt me. I'm in a 4v4.
Look, woman.
Excuse me if I'm playing Catch Your Flag. Don't ever.
Oh, my gosh. It's true, though. Like, that the thing, WoW has that feature, which is I hate. Because, I mean, you have to look for it. You can type in /time played or something like that, and it'll tell you exactly how much time. And over, you know, 14 years of playing WoW, it's like, I can't believe I've spent that much time.
And that's the thing. WoW was one of those things where I had to stop myself.
Oh, you have to, yeah.
Because when it first came out,
right?
You know, I at least like first year and a half, I was I was really into it, and I had like a level 40 dwarf paladin.
Nice.
Which is the worst combination, like, you know, combination. But I love the character. And then I kind of paused for a little bit, and I got back, and I still remember the day where I had to stop. My wife had to tell me, "Are you playing again?"
Oh. Like,
okay, maybe that's the time I should stop.
I don't know, man. I know at least two couples in my life that have gotten broken up because of WoW, where the dudes were spending way too much time.
Right.
And
then
actually, in one case, the girl was spending too much time.
Right, right.
And like those relationships obviously never lasted. We're gonna last because, you know, they didn't know that that's a prime characteristic of each of the people.
Right.
Like, I'm gonna spend all my time
playing WoW. Yeah.
And then I always remember my other buddies were trying to get me into it for the longest time.
Right.
And then I was like, those guys just got divorced.
It's true.
Like, yeah, that means that there's an opening. And I'm like, no. I was like, you guys know I have an addictive personality.
Right.
If I play a video game, like you obviously heard,
right,
I'm playing it for as long as possible.
Absolutely.
Until, you know, there's a developer app or I gotta move to the next gen.
Right, right. No. Yeah, WoW is evil.
Part of me kind of wants to log back on just to...
just see where you are now.
Just kind of taste it a little bit.
you just talked about it like it was heroin, because it is.
I can stop anytime.
A little taste.
Like, just an hour. I always remember going to my buddies' houses, and they'd be like, okay, we're going out tonight. And I would go, and I'd sit in their bedrooms and be like, when are we going out? And they're like, as soon as we're done with this raid. And I'm like,
oh, that's never going to happen.
Yeah. And I was like, what are you doing? Farming? And they're like, yeah, we're farming. I was like, you said you were in a raid. They go, well, we got to farm to prep for the raid. And I was like, that's like a 3-hour thing, guys. And they're like, just go to the bar or go to the club and we'll meet you there. I was like, no, I'm just going to go by myself. I'm just going to go home because I'm not going to a club by myself.
Anyway.
I don't
true.
Do that anymore. But like, yeah, those are the games that,
yeah,
you know, once they get their hooks into you, like, I'm stuck on this stupid Clash Royale game for like 3 years. I can't stop.
That's mobile, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's even worse because
it's with you forever.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I know. That's how I feel about the Switch. I'm like, I really want one, but I'm also scared. Oh, yeah, to get one. Yeah.
See, like, this is the thing.
I'm nodding my head right now. I can finally get in on this conversation. Because you mentioned Shadow of Mordor.
Right.
Tomb Raider.
Right, right.
And Bad the Arkham games.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm at like 50% on all of them. On all of them. Because there comes a level when I'm like, no. I put it down. I was like, I can't. I suck at this.
Before that, I just found out that my 360 still works, apparently.
Ooh. Your X360?
Right. Yeah, and I was like, 77% on Arkham City. And I got pissed off. Because I was like, I know how much I put into that game.
Right, right, right.
To be at 77%? Yeah. And then I was like, am I really going to have to look at the YouTube video that says where I've done every Riddler's challenge.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you've done all the Riddler's challenges.
And I'm like, I have no idea where I'm missing. And I'm like, I'm not...
You have to replay from the beginning. No,
I know, because it's been too much time.
Yeah, exactly. It said it's been 5 years since I've loved that. And then I was like, well, that's a bad thing. And then so when I looked into it, I was like, do I continue at 77 where I know I have all the abilities and everything?
Right.
Or do I just go back to the beginning? And I went back to the beginning.
Oh,
and I
put it on hard.
In the first battle, I was like, well, I'm dead. I was like, isn't Block? No. And then my nephew came in and he's like, what are you doing? I was like, don't see my shame. Get out of here. And that's how it's
doing. Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me failing
at 0%.
Okay, so if you don't mind me taking this bit of a, we're not serious per se, but like altruistic, I guess. So speaking of marathon gaming and whatnot, podcast, Pangeekery, recently held a marathon to benefit autism research. Let me just ask you, a lot of the guys, we joked about it earlier, but like I mentioned, I am an aunt dad.
Yeah.
So what inspired it?
Well, Rodney, who is our producer, Cahuto, his brother has, so his nephew is autistic. He's also on the spectrum. And Rodney has always wanted to do like some kind of fundraiser, just didn't know how to do it. And I think he had recently started watching just other Twitch streamers do it. And I had done one for Square Enix at one point. And he was like, why don't we try to put one together on our own for like, you know, our own sake. And it was also his birthday yesterday. So he wanted to do, this is kind of a confluence of several things. And he wanted to do something like that. So he brought it up kind of last minute, 2 weeks out. And he was like, hey, do you think we can throw this together in two weeks? And we're like, all right, let's try it. Let's go for it, you know. So it kind of just happened. He did a lot of the tech stuff. And then, you know, we just put it out there, tried to get it out to all of our followers, and just and tried to put on a good show for everybody, really. So it was a lot of fun. It was super tiring.
I was going to say, dude, I can play like 2 hours. I'm not like these guys. I can play 2 hours. I'm like, I got it. My hands.
2 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours.
That's what I'm saying.
No wonder you're like 5%.
Why does it keep going down? Is that 50, man?
You have no dedication. I'm sorry. I'm being mad at him because he just said, I got 2 hours. And that's like, I mean, I get it. You have a life.
Like 30% of that is just like downloading the new patch. Yeah. You
know? Right. Yeah. That's true.
Loading the next screen, like, oh man.
See, this is the thing that I've learned is for me, it's fun if you don't save the game.
Sounds like a challenge.
Yeah. So it's like you don't save, so you purposely are stuck playing the game.
That's crazy.
Right, no autosave.
Right when you're
turn off autosaves,
right when you're like, I'm gonna pass out, you're like, save. Or if you're close to one, you're like, where's the closest save point? And then usually it's like 45 minutes out. Like,
right.
I guess I got to make it to it, you know?
So, you're right.
I mean, that's...
Give yourself challenges.
Exactly. That's the kind of dedication I have to being a real loser.
What about you, Lou?
I don't know about you, Mr. Yeah. I need 5 hours of sleep.
How many monsters... how far are you in Breath of the Wild right now?
Dude, I haven't even beat any of the four beasts. So
you had this thing for like a year and a half?
Thank you. I stopped. Oh, sorry. I stopped. I didn't even have a Dennis moment of like, are you still playing? I just stopped. And I have no excuse. It's on the Switch. Like, right. I can play it on the train. I have like a 2-hour commute back and forth. So I should be playing. But I'm like, I'm so fickle. Because like here's the problem with new current gen games is that like, every so often, like, I have my, obviously, the gimmick now is you have the credit card connected to your Xbox account and to your Nintendo account. So every so often, they'll throw, like, oh, here's a new $10 game. Like, sure, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I waste another 2 days, 4 days, whatever, like 10%.
Yeah, so
I'm fickle. Sorry.
I don't mean to hijack the thing or anything, but I've been staring at the opportunity to buy a next gen for the past month or so.
Mm.
And I don't want to pull the trigger because I know that that's pretty much just me giving up on everything else.
Yeah, yeah, it's dangerous.
Dude. Like,
there are some really good games in like this current gen.
Yeah, yeah.
But
Spider-Man?
Final Fantasy VII is not finished.
So you have Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Literally, I have a thread with my cousin and one of my other close friends.
Yeah,
and we just talk about video games.
Right,
and they're like, "Oh, I am surprised you haven't bought Spider-Man yet because it's exactly like an Arkham City thing.
It is absolutely an Arkham City thing. Yeah,
you know." Everything up until Arkham Knight, because that was garbage. Even Arkham Origins, which is garbage as well, but like
the cutscenes were good.
It's fun because like you can make Batman OP within an hour of the game and he's literally invincible. And then I found out there was a bug, you know, 40 hours into the game, and it erased my whole thing.
No,
yeah, like that, you know, that's pretty much the most devastating thing that's ever happened in my life. More than both of my grandmas passing away. I always remember that day when I found out my file was corrupted. I spent 42 hours in the game. And I had to do it all over again.
Well, see, now, if you switch to, like, X1 or PS4, you have cloud saves.
Oh, that's true. It's not as fun.
Yeah.
It's that hint of danger.
Right.
Where any second could be the last. It's like 30 hours of work can just be blown away in like 2 seconds.
The battery pack on your gold cart, like, dying for, like, Zelda or...
I never tried to invest too much into the RPGs on my Game Boy. Dude. Although I did, but, like, all the Final Fantasies. But, yeah, because those were the worst.
Yeah.
Like, Final Fantasy 1 and 2 on Game Boy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you don't hit a save point and you
the red light
start flickering, you're like... No! It's still good until the screen disappears, right?
Yeah.
And then it disappears like...
Oh, go 3 hours at least.
So it's just in therapy right now, guys. All right, I know we've taken up a lot of your time, so we'll kind of wrap it up a little bit. So, you know, it sounds like you've done a lot. So tell us, like, what's your dream project?
Dude, I always... So my dream project is
don't say ABN because Harold.
Oh right.
He's gonna be a panelist.
At some point, I mean, I want to work on World of Warcraft. I would love to work on World of Warcraft.
Dennis is nodding his head.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Do you know anyone who works at
I know a few people.
Do you? Okay. Them up,
yeah. But also I want to. This is more recent, like the whole Kevin Smith MOTU thing. Dude, I would love to work on that. Messages of the Universe, because there's a new thing. But my ultimate, like, this is what I just tell everybody. Like, I want to be in a movie. Just put me in a loincloth and hand me a battle axe. That's all I want to do.
I mean, fair.
Yeah.
So how did you not get on Hobbs and Shaw? Because there's like a whole 20 minutes of like
brown dudes
with loincloths,
right?
And no shirt, just
casting for look like this guy.
I think those are all his like they're all relatives.
Yeah, well, at least Roman Reigns for sure. And,
right, because Roman was in that. Yeah.
But that's awesome, dude. I'm total casual. I don't play World of Warcraft, but I do play Overwatch, which I think in the spectrum of Blizzard games has like the easiest entry level.
Yeah. Absolutely, and it's the least danger of becoming,
it's like the lowest stakes,
right?
You know? I can play like a quick 5 minute game. Like, I'm good.
Walk, yeah.
See, yeah, that'll kill you, dude. Because you spend how many hours in Halo? I play like 2 games of Overwatch. I lose. I'm like, I'm good. I'm done. I hand it off to my son. Like,
no, you can't end the game as a loser. This is my issue. Okay, we talked about my addictive personality. My biggest issue is I can never leave a loser.
Right.
So if I'm playing Clash Royale, which I will do literally right when we're done with this.
I'm surprised. That's how special you are. He hasn't played it in the middle of this.
because I know I'm waiting for a chest to open, and the chest opens in approximately an hour.
Right.
And then I can queue the next one. Yeah, so, yeah. But like, The problem I always had, at least with most of the Halo games and the Batman games, is like,
right.
I can't lose. Like, you can't, like, it's a whole, fair. You can't go to sleep, like, you know, mad.
Right.
I will go to sleep angry.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I can't believe I made it too. And I'll be like yelling at my friends or like, you know, like,
Xbox Live. Speak, oh, yeah.
I will put them all on mute. I will like block them on on phones just because they're losers and I don't want to be losers anymore. Right.
Dude, that's why we don't play video games.
No, because I'm an angry gamer. I'm not angry, I'm just very dedicated to Minecraft. Okay,
well said. Well,
I don't know if this is the last
I kind of want him to go back to go
on right. Oh my gosh, it's so.
But you also play Dungeons & Dragons, right?
I do, yeah, yeah.
Is that a weekly?
I'm not.
Hold
I'm
on
not, What was
it? Hold on. I'm having a moment. Go for it. Go.
Okay. Lately, it's been hard to play, like, weekly. But I usually play at least monthly. So, before it was weekly. But, we play 5th edition. I've played Pathfinder in the past. Starfinder, Mage. Yeah, so all that stuff.
Are you playing with the same group of dudes every time?
For the most part, I actually have two different groups that I play with. So one, Edrin, is actually the DM for one of them, and then the other one I'm DMing, but that's like a remote game on Roll20. So I play with like people across on the East Coast.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
so just so you know,
a little subtext.
Yeah, why I'm so. Yeah. So ever since this whole thing. This podcast started, one of the things I've been kind of pitching to him, now, we need to play Dungeons & Dragons, you know?
Right, right.
And a couple times already, I've tried to bring it up, and every single time, they're like, no time. he has a family, he works out all the time, so I'm like, come on, guys, just once, I want to try it. So
you've never played before?
I did a long, long, long time ago.
Right, right.
But, you know, and it was like just a one-time thing, and so right. It's always been something in the back of my mind. I've always wanted to try, but then my friends here, you know, they're too cool for it. So.
My tabletop gaming is exactly like my video game.
Right,
I have like
you have Pathfinder.
Right? I have half built like Warhammer right. figures, dude.
Right.
I glue a few, and then like his wife's like, we should go painting. I was like, eh.
Like, I don't feel like painting.
I'm sorry.
Like
I'm
so sorry. Like he started Heroclix, and then so I bought a bunch of Heroclixes. And is that the plural for Heroclix?
Heroes clicks. Heroclix.
So a week later, he's like, "Yeah, I'm good."
Yeah, so like they're all over. I mean, these are like those are con exclusives that I go out of my way to buy.
A bunch of clicks right there.
But yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm done. And then we bought like the Star Wars tabletop game.
Right.
My wife got me like the awesome like Slave One for Boba Fett.
Nice.
Like,
I haven't
played.
Yeah,
we played like one Christmas.
And then he like, oh,
I'm sorry,
I'm busy. I have something else to do. So,
yes. You know, I used to play as a child.
Yeah, Edrin actually told me that. Yeah.
Edrin, your cousin.
Yes, he made me his assistant DM.
Yeah.
So my call name was ADM. So that was my DJ. But that's what we used to do. We used to do that again, 3 times a week.
There's someone who's played, who's been an assistant DM, and he has not been able to fill. You've never I've been never able to fulfill my dreams.
I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
One of these days, I'll take my mage staff and fill it out.
We're still talking about D&D.
Is that a promise?
Yeah, we're talking about D&D. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Double D's.
We're like
okay.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. We can set up a game one of these days. You can,
dude, yeah.
I haven't played in so long that you probably I can still.
Dude, you know. if you still remember like a second edition, like 5th edition is like that minus like 50 pages of rules. It's like so much. It's super streamlined.
Okay.
Yeah. Dennis is like grinning.
Right? Yeah.
He's so ready for this.
No, I'm still angry at the two of you. this is my angry face.
That's why there's a filthy casual in the podcast.
Like, I don't know why, but the words FACO have been in my head.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
The past like week and a half, and I'm like,
it's a sign.
Why do I keep thinking of that? And I'm like,
what's a FACO?
FACO stands for to hit armor class 0.
See?
Yeah.
See? That's the world we need to get into, bro. But But then knowing Lewis, like,
yeah, I was gonna say knowing me, I'll be he's gonna
be like, though. He'd be like, yes, 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 and then he'd be done.
He's what I call the two pump chump of a board game.
Well, the, this Pathfinder was really expensive, but it's like it's just there now. I'm sorry.
What's the one you guys just bought?
We bought the Transformers card game.
Another then, one that you bought at the same time.
There's another game that came out that we played like
the twice. One they said that was hard to find.
Yeah, like, I've been playing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but not with him because he doesn't.
Like I said, we've established this, man. All right, so you know what, Earl, thank you so much. So what I want to do is we'll wrap it up with one last quick segment.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
We'll do a quick lightning round.
Cool.
I'll give you some options. Give us which one you like most or best, and we'll go from there. We'll judge you from there.
Silence. Sweet.
Oh, right. We've been judging
this whole time. Yeah, nice. All right, so first one.
Way better than Lewis. I know. That's my judgment.
So we
can, I'm whispering into the mic the wrong way.
So we can call this three fanboys.
It's stupid, Lewis. Just
straight no. Just
he thinks he's going to be part of this part of it. He has no idea. The audition process went so well.
I'm going to see you on his Twitch. Like, oh,
can we still record here?
Earl's here. Dennis is there. Here, what?
special day, you know.
I know. He's going to have to go in remotely.
You had a PTA meeting.
I got to log into my son's like anyway, all right, so let's go. Lightning round.
Yeah.
Lion-O or He-Man?
Ooh, He-Man.
All right, yeah. G.I. Joe or Transformers?
Transformers.
DC or Marvel?
Marvel.
Popeyes or Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich?
Have not had either.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're not part of this huge debate.
No, no,
I am not. It's your answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Chick-fil-A.
Ooh,
okay. Your answer, Popeyes.
Really? Is it really good?
I liked it. He didn't like it because he said it wasn't spicy enough.
Ah.
But I got the regular, I got the bland version apparently, and it was meatier.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay. I like more meat in my mouth.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I have to agree.
That you like meat in your mouth?
Like larger chunks of meat in my mouth?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's got to be dark meat.
Yeah. Yeah.
This will make or break your relationship with Dennis. Best live action Spider-Man, Maguire, Garfield, or Holland?
Hold on.
Remember, this is hard, dude.
Remember, I'm driving you.
right. Right.
This is the difference between in front of your house and far.
If I have to say, like, taking in account, like, story and everything, I still think Maguire from the first two is still, like, tops for me. All
right.
I really loved Garfield as the character, but the stories did not do anything for him.
See?
Yeah.
See?
We agreed. We said Spider-Man 2 is the GOAT of Spider-Man movies.
No, I'm talking about Garfield.
Oh, he was perfect.
You guys, like, piss on Garfield all the time, dude.
Yeah, you gotta pee on Garfield every Monday.
That's why he hates Monday.
I still like Holland just because his, like, level of talent is, as a performer, is crazy. And I'm not just saying, like, Spider-Man, but maybe he's not right for the character or whatever. But, like, I like him as an actor. Because he's Billy Elliot.
That's right. He was. Yeah. He was Billy Elliot.
Yeah, man. He was. Those boys don't do ballet. They wrestle. Or whatever the line was.
Well, you know, I think that wraps it up for all that we have prepared. Again, thank you, Earl, for coming out to
thank you for having me on.
I have one more thing for Earl.
Go for it.
You have any other upcoming projects you want to plug?
I have a few things. Room to Improv, we're starting our next season, our 18th season. Jeez. As a troupe. Wow. I know, dude. Crazy, right? So we're going to try to have a debut at some point. There's going to be a lechon, hopefully.
It's not going to be the debut, though, right?
No, like, no.
Better than, you know, Dante Bosco.
I'm going to invite him.
Why are you pooping on Dante Bosco, dude?
off topic, but I think Joy Bisco, who was the actress, actually lives around here, and I think he plays in my son's Wrecking Park League. I think that was her. I might be mistaken.
But her cousin, who went to season, kind of hot.
Oh, good to know.
What?
Joy Bisco's cousin, if you're listening.
What's up, Cat Bisco, if you're listening to this?
I was going to be about to ask, why don't we get her on the podcast?
Because I don't know if it's her, dude.
But never mind.
We'll
find out.
I was in a debut.
Can't hardly wait for one scene.
That's right.
Or Passions. She was on Passions.
Oh, yeah, she was on Passions with the midget. Oh, sorry. The little person.
That's politically correct, right?
Yes.
Politically. I don't even know. Lilliputian.
Lilliputian.
But yeah.
So, I'm sorry. Upcoming projects. So
But yeah, we're trying to have the debut. But it's our 18th season coming up. We're starting in September. I am in a musical, an hour musical called Supportive White Parents that is at the Second City. We're going to be there every Friday until December.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. My friend Joy Regulano wrote it. It's about her basically coming out to her parents that she's no longer going to become a doctor. So it's a musical based around that. Thanks. And then, yeah. So we're there every Friday till December. And, of course, Lumpia, the shirt I'm wearing, with a vengeance, the sequel to the home video movie from way back when. That's in post right now, so nice. I'm working on that.
When was the original? Was that 2001?
Like 2002, 2003, yeah.
Wow, dude. Okay. Yeah. Man.
No, we shot it. It's in the can, so it's... Oh.
And then you had Wills do the poster?
Yeah, you had Wills do the poster.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wills Portacio, for those who don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. I don't know how many Wills star there.
Yeah.
Well, for a second, I was like, Wills?
Wills like what?
Wills? Like, what you talking about, Wills?
What you talking about, Wills?
Right, so and how can fans reach you, or where can we find you online and all that good stuff?
I'm online everywhere. I just solidified all my socials, so everything is at Early Be Good. So that's EarlyBGoode, like the song. Oh, Johnny, nice. Be Good.
That's on Twitter, Instagram.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and I'm everywhere. Also at Pangeekery. That's the podcast I co-host. Every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. So on Twitch.
And that's live?
It's live. And then we put it up as a podcast afterwards. Oh. So, yeah.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So let's segue into our shilling of stuff. So
yeah.
As usual, you can take a look at us. Take a look at us. TwoFanboys1Casual.com.
No one wants to look at us, dude. You're that's the one. Why we're not on Twitch.
I know.
You're the one with the totally camera.
She said, I know. Girl said, dude, your hair's the best looking one. No,
I will totally look at you guys.
You were forced to today.
Check out twofanboys1casual.com. That's where we have all our content and, of course, all our old episodes.
On Facebook, you can find us, Two Fanboys and A Filthy Casual, every time the podcast goes live. We'll be posting it there. Any fun news that we hear, Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, DC, all that good stuff, we'll be posting it there, memes, all that creative stuff.
Yeah, and then on Instagram and Twitter, both Two Fanboys, One Casual.
Okay. Two Fanboys, One Casual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess I like it.
Yeah. Pretty obvious.
I still like that when Kevin Smith asked who the casual was, you automatically pointed to yourself.
At least you knew.
Oh, did you ask a question in a panel or like...
Yeah, we got nice. Lucky enough. You know,
his podcast.
And his podcast.
Yeah,
oh,
his
podcast, or was it?
It was the Fat Man Beyond showing at Hollywood. So awesome. Like the three of us like put our heads together for the question. They have a new process now where instead of raising your hand, right. You choose it. Like we put our heads together, and then I just got lucky enough that the question that we came up with was the one that I chose.
Nice.
Could have been any three of us, but yeah. So I got up there.
It was heavy shilling up there.
Yeah, yeah. It was embarrassing, a little weird, but it's like, oh, Kevin Smith looks good, by the way.
He's
super skinny now.
Yeah, yeah, he lost a lot of weight.
Yeah. Mark Bernard's like super profound still. Like there's a moment where he's talking about Cringer, the lion from He-Man, and I was like, dude, wow.
Yeah, right there.
I do have Cringer there. So I think we're going to post that. We got a soundbite from him, from Mark Bernard, after the show, or hopefully post it at one of our future podcasts and
find where that is.
We have to like jump the guy on his way out to the alley. He's like, wait!
Can we get a bumper for me, please?
Is that trying to take a piss and his wiener in his hand?
Nice. It's always best time to ask people.
If only.
With wiener in hand.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, we'll end this podcast.
Forever. I'm just kidding.
Surprisingly, not the first time we've ended with a wiener.
With wiener in hand?
Yeah.
Every episode ends with wiener.
Well, I guess that concludes it. This is Lewis.
This is Dennis.
Earl.
And of course, our guest.
Earl. Thanks.
That's him.
Peace.
Later. Thanks, guys.